to this. Get out there. Your vote is important. And especially in these smaller towns that we live in, your vote has a lot of weight. It carries a big say. So what
This is Tommy Keen, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Hi, I'm Andy Reid.
And I'm Mike Porter. No, that's not right. I'm Andy Reid.
And I'm Mike Porter. And you're listening to WGXC during the 10 Years for Open Ears Pledge Drive.
Please visit wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400 to make a donation or become a sustaining member today.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz & Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement, using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026 or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu, up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
À ceux qui n'en ont pas, à ceux qui n'en ont pas, Rosa, Rosa, quand on fout le bordel, tu nettoies. Et toi, Albert, quand on trinque, tu ramasses les verres. Céline, Bataire, toi tu te prends des vestes au vestiaire. Arlette, arrête, toi la fête, tu la passes aux toilettes. Et si on célébrait ceux qui ne célèbrent pas? Pour une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas, à ceux qui n'en ont pas. Bonne manière. Pourquoi je ferais semblant? Toute façon, elle est payée pour le faire. Tu te prends pour ma mère? Dans une heure, je reviens. Que ce soit propre, qu'on puisse y manger par terre. 3 heures que j'attends. Franchement, il est fabrique ou quoi? Heureusement que c'est que de verre. Appelle-moi ton responsable. Et fais vite, elle pourrait se finir comme ça. Ta carrière. Oui, célébrons ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas, à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Frottez, frottez, mieux vaut ne pas si frottez. Frotter, si tu ne me connais pas, brosser, brosser, tu pourras toujours te brosser, brosser, si tu ne me respectes pas.
Oui, célébrons ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Pilote d'avion ou infirmière, chauffeur de camion, hôtesse de l'air, boulanger ou marin-pêcheur, un verre aux champions des pires horaires, aux jeunes parents bercés par les pleurs, aux insomniaques de profession, et tous ceux qui souffrent de peine de cœur, qui n'ont pas le cœur aux célébrations. Qui n'ont pas le cœur aux célébrations.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia. I'm the real director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson, but I'm moving to Stockbridge.
Hi, I'm Jada. And Georgia is not the real director of the Hudson Area Library, Emily.
I went to different.
And I'm from Philadelphia, but I moved to Queens, then Manhattan, then here in Hudson.
I'm Jay. I'm 17, and I live in Philmont.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things. Speaking of bookish things.
What? Are you talking about a bookish art contest? Oh, what?
Oh, we need to talk. I get it. So, Georgia, would you like to tell us about a book that you've been reading?
Sure. So, one of my best friends, Molly, she's probably like my other best friend other than AJ. So, Molly is obsessed with the Percy Jackson series. I read the first book when I was 7 with a read aloud. I did not like it too much at the time, but then I reread it on my own recently. I really liked it. And then currently I'm in the process of reading the second book. I really have gotten to like it. After much pressuring, I finally read Percy Jackson to Molly's content. And then I was like, oh, I'm just going to do this for one of my best friends. And I actually ended up really liking it. So I'm going to share the first book. I have to do the description online because I don't have the physical book right now. So pretty much The Lightning Thief, the first book, is the book one series of Percy Jackson and the Olympians. It's book one of the series, and it's by Rick Riordan. And I'm currently in the process of reading book two, The Sea of Monsters. So this one is really good. I'd probably rate it a 99 out of 100. So
that's a really good score.
Yes, that's the best score I've given a book so far. Well, actually, like, the second best. The first best was my favorite book.
That's the best score you've given your book so far? My score is breaking the score chart out of 100 for almost all the books that I've ever read.
So, this book is really good, and it's about 12-year-old Percy Jackson, and I feel like if I give a proper description, I'm going to spoil it all, so I will just read the actual description. 12-year-old Percy Jackson is on the most dangerous quest of his life. With the help of a satyr and a daughter of Athena, Percy must journey across the United States to catch a thief who has stolen the original weapon of mass destruction, Zeus's master bolt. Along the way, he must face a host of mythological enemies determined to stop him. Most of all, he must come to terms with the father he has never known, an oracle that has warned him of a betrayal by a friend. This is rated on the Rick Riordan website, ages 10 plus, but honestly, I disagree. I think that it's more ages like 8 to, though I is a pretty advanced reader for my age at 8. I feel like 8-year-olds might like this, though. So I'd probably say ages 8 to 15. It's mostly a young adult's book. I mean, it's supposed to be, but it's not inappropriate. It's appropriate for younger kids. By the way, we should do an ASMR Bound by Books episode one day, where we just whisper everything, because whispering on Zoom or like video, it's very relaxing. And then we can like play with slime while we do it and just have a full ASMR episode so ears can just calm down. And then by then they'll be sleeping.
What if they're driving?
Well, it'll just relax them.
Okay.
I would rate
too relaxed.
Age rating for the Percy Jackson series, I would definitely do older, because once you get past the first book, it gets a little bit, you know, older, kind of.
Gory?
Once
you get past, a little smoochy?
Yeah, but just like it gets a little bit, you know, older. I definitely want to rate it 8+, because after the first book, it gets a little.
I'll say the first book is 8+, but once I read the rest of the books, I'll give an update. I'll give an update on what age is book 2 is, what age is book 3. So pretty much what can happen, these are lengthy books, so kids can just like read one a year as they grow older. So it'd be like 9+, 10+, 8+, 10+, I mean 8+, 9+, 10+, 11+, 12+, 13+, 14+, 15+, 16+.
Are there even that many books in the series?
Yeah.
I guess if you include all the like spin-offs.
Yes, AJ, have you read the Percy Jackson series? You would love
it. I started to read the first book, but it just didn't interest me, so.
A book not interesting, AJ?
Well, you have no idea how many books I flip through at home till I find the one I actually want to read. It's just that I keep on reading the same book so often, it looks like I'm always reading different books. That's not true. I just keep on reading the same books or same
stories. I quote from AJ, there is almost never been a book I didn't like.
Almost then.
Thank you for sharing that book that you liked very much. So what about Jay? Do you have a book you want to talk about?
I have one in my bag of mysterious books.
Bag of mysterious books.
I did read a lot of books, but y'all probably wouldn't like them. Oh yeah, Big Night is a good one.
I love Big
Night. I've never read the Big Night series.
Really, it's good.
Do you like the comic ones more or the chapter book ones?
I like
comics.
You like both, Jay?
I actually didn't read any books.
Jay has a bag full of books.
I have a lot
that
of
are to be
there.
Read.
Mm-hmm. I got this.
When the World Was Ours. I read that book over the summer by Liz Kessler. And Free Verse by Sarah Dewey. What made you pick out these books?
These look like they're going to be sad, so I'm good for it. I'm here for it.
So you like a good sad book? Mm-hmm. And then you've got, two Holly Blacks.
I read this one.
The Cruel Prince and The Wicked King.
I just got this one.
And that's part of a series.
I didn't really like it, but it got me into it, so.
You didn't really like it, but you're going to keep reading them. Yeah. Cool. Those are fantasy?
Yeah.
YA?
Yeah.
What's the series about?
I'll read the description for this one.
Okay.
Jude was 7 when her parents were murdered, and she and her 2 sisters were still on the way to live in the treacherous High Court of Fairy, 10 years later, Jude wants nothing more than to belong there, despite her mortality. But many of the Fae despise humans, especially Prince Cardin, the youngest and wickedest son of the High King. So when a place at the court, she must defy him and face the consequences. Yeah, that's the end. 14+. There's a lot of gory stuff, so 14+.
13 hearts, so you are way past that. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, 17 at heart. Oh no, you were 18 at heart yet? When was you have a birthday, don't you?
Oh yeah, now I'm 18 at heart.
Yeah. Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday to Jada as well. Although I did wish Jada a happy birthday.
Yes, I went to her birthday party.
Very nice.
So
Jay, question. So Jay, what was I gonna say? Oh right. Is there anything that you would, I mean, of course, before you were 18, you would want to do that your parents wouldn't let you before you were 18?
Probably like drive. I wasn't allowed to do that before I was 18. You know, even though you can legally drive at 16. I wasn't actually allowed to do that at 17, but now I am because I'm 18, of course.
Oh, very nice.
What else?
I have a bank account now.
Nice.
18. Yes.
I'm more six at heart than I'm more six at heart and then 10 at heart at the same time. I'm like eight at heart.
Average out, eight at heart.
I'm like six at heart. Instead of like what some kids my age do where they're like, oh, hello there, dear. To the younger kids, I don't like be like, to the younger kids, I don't really care about age as long as they're kind and they're fun to play with. I'll do stuff with them. So like,
you're really ageless at heart.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm kind of, I don't know. I would say I'm actually kind of 10 at heart. My age fits my personality, but like I hang out with a lot of younger kids a lot of the time. I mostly hang out with like third graders, fourth graders, fifth graders, sixth graders, and occasionally second graders. I have a lot of friends in sixth grade, including AJ and Isla and Tulsi and Gemma. And yeah, I could go on and on. Like, actually, I think 50% of my friends are in sixth grade. So,
speaking of your friend Jada, Jada, do you have a book you want to talk about?
This book that I've been sneakily reading for the entire Zoom. It's
not sneaky to me.
To everyone else, because they can't see us. So this is a graphic novel version of The Babysitter's Club. There are two versions of it. One of them is illustrated by Gail Galligan, which is the version that I'm reading now, and the other versions are illustrated by Rania, and I can't pronounce her last name.
Raina Telgemeier.
Finally, I couldn't pronounce her last name. She's the author of Smile and many other books, and what I like about it is I couldn't really understand the other ones because they didn't have so many pictures in them, and I find it's easier to follow along with the characters if I see them. And also, the pictures in the graphic novel for expressions are very, very, very funny sometimes.
So which one are you reading now?
I'm reading the sixth one in the series, Christie's Big Day, where her mother and stepfather are getting married. And a twist, which I will not mention, otherwise I will spoil the book completely.
Say it! I'll say it.
No.
I'll just say it.
I remember that one. Speaking of bookish things.
So
have you seen the Netflix series of Babysitter's Club? It's pretty good.
Yes. Season 2 just came out. I binge watched it.
I watched it the second it came out. I literally sat there and I binged the whole thing and like the whole day.
I binged the first season, but then I've been slowly starting the second season.
Oh, wait. You've watched it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the second one is good, but they replaced the actress who played Dawn with a different one.
Yeah, I think she had a movie conflict or something.
It. Yeah, it's like a Marvel movie. She got offered a prominent role, so yeah. But like, the new person is nice, but like, she doesn't have the same Dawn energy. It just doesn't click. Also, a lot of the characters' appearances dramatically changed, and then it looks like they're wearing more makeup than like was supposed to be like a month before that. They're wearing like a million more times makeup, and it's like, what the heck? So they grew like 5 years in a month?
That's Ada. I didn't see her for a year, and now she's taller than me.
Even my mom says that I'm taller than she last saw her, and I see her like every day.
Guess what? I got to keep all my third grade clothes. Well, most of them, like the pants were too small because my legs grew like 2 inches, but otherwise nothing else grew.
I'm going to share two things. One thing is that this is the last weekend of the library, the Hudson Area Library's book art themed, book themed art contest. So we're encouraging young people 18 and under to draw a piece of art that is inspired by a book, any book whatsoever, and then submit their artwork to the library. And then they might win a prize. They might be able to get in the calendar that we're going to put out this year.
How do you hand them in?
You say, here you go, librarians. You just bring it to the library.
Cool, I want to do that. No, that good.
You can do it.
Yeah,
you might surprise yourself. I know our friend Jada has entered the art contest, and we have a few other entries. We're eagerly awaiting all the other submissions. So
I'm going to enter, but I don't know how I'm going to pull it off because I'm going to use my own book. But to do that, I have to finish my book. And I'm only halfway through, 18 out of 32 pages. So I am just going to, the past few days, I've just been like, scribbles. Yet, after all that, I only got like 2 pages done because I put a lot of work. There are a lot of bubbles. So I'm really going to need to step up my game. Honestly, I don't think I can even pull it off. But I'm going to at least try my best. What I might do is I might like sketch out the artwork before I finish. My top priority will be finish the book. I might do some sketches or just brainstorm. And then once I finish the book officially, I will go and officially like draw it. I will go and draw it. I might brainstorm and sketch before.
Yeah.
It takes time.
Yeah. So all the young artists out there like Jada and Georgia and perhaps Jay, you didn't seem totally committed on your artistry, but should look up on hudsonarealibrary.org for details. But basically just do any kind of artwork on paper. So it could be a painting, it can be crayons, it can be colored pencils, it could be ink, it could be pencil, whatever you want, collage, inspired by a book in some way. And you can enter the contest. We hope you'll all submit and make some art. The second thing I wanted to talk about is that this is also the last weekend of the fall pledge drive for WGXC, which is our beloved radio station, our community radio station that we love so much and that has been so gracious to give youth voices space on the radio for over 10 years, including Bound by Books. And we're trying to do our part to help raise money to keep WGXC on the air for another year and more. And we're encouraging people out there listening to make a donation to WGXC. And specifically, if you're able to become a sustaining monthly donor, where you give a certain amount each month so that WGXC can rely on that source of income every month, month to month.
Can you donate anytime or do you have to do it just during the pledge drive?
You can donate anytime. We're definitely doing a push to try to get as many people to pledge or donate during the pledge drive, but WGXC collects donations all throughout the year.
Great.
Especially from the monthly donors because we give a donation every month to the radio station.
I'm going to become a monthly donor soon.
Yay.
So you can call and donate at 518-697-7400, or you can donate online at wgxc.org/donate.
Yeah, we hope everyone listening will either call or go online and donate. If you do go online, you can look around at the site. You can read news. You can learn about all the different shows on WGXC. You can also go to the audio archives and listen to past shows on WGXC. So you can listen to all of the Bound by Books that they have in their archive going back many, many years. You can see what all of us sounded like when we were younger.
Not me. I only began in 2021.
You were younger though.
Only like half a year.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I look a little.
You were technically younger.
I look older because I started wearing dangly earrings, I guess.
Yeah. As soon as Georgia started wearing dangly earrings, her voice just totally changed on the radio. But yeah, so we're gonna wrap it up for the day, but a reminder to call in and make your pledge or go online and make your pledge, 518-697-7400, wgxc.org/donate. We really want WGXC and Bound by Books to stay on the airwaves forever and ever and ever
and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and never.
And we can't do it without the help of our devoted, generous listeners.
So one day when this planet blows up and all human life is, there'll still be like cars floating in space saying, "You're listening to Bound by Books." Wait, no, it'd be like, "You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.bleep-bleep-F.
I can't believe the robots are stealing our gig.
No, it'd be just Robot Emily.
They're taking over me? No. Okay.
Well, anyway. It wouldn't matter to take over me because I speak and then head and book.
Well, we want to thank our listeners for listening, because that's what listeners do. But thank you for listening today. And thank you to all the co-hosts for joining us today. And we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading. Sorry.
Bye.
I stole it.
That's why I wanted you to steal it.
You're right.
I wanted you to steal it.
Snowball fight. Hey.
Más que juntos, Vikram Ruski, Benjamin.